This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Combat the doldrums, the summer doldrums, because middle of July, we get to the middle of summertime, which is just a couple of weeks away. Think about that as a concept, okay? We had the beginning of summer on June 21st, and we are at July 23rd, so we have a three-month period, which means 6 weeks into summer, we're halfway done. And as of the 1st of August, we'll be almost, I think the first week of August, we're 6 weeks into summertime. How about that? Think about that. You want to fuss about something, fuss about how quickly the summertime goes. 888-302-3684. Put you in touch with us here at Good Day. You can go to facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, or email any of us that are involved in the program. So the latest on the immigration legislation, prospects for passage of a plan to address the border situation before Congress leaves for summer recess in doubt. Amazing, isn't it? I was just talking about summer, and just in an instant, it became clear to me why it really is summertime, because Congress is going to be gone.
They've been planning for their summer vacation for some time now, haven't they?
Yes, they were. They started last Labor Day.
Right.
Planning for their summer vacation. So anyway, there's the usual stuff back and forth. The Republicans blasting the president. Then the president's, come on, this is such nonsense. Why are we wasting time talking about this? There's got to be more interesting and important things to talk about. The American economy.
Now,
good, bad, indifferent. How is your, what's your attitude toward your own economic reality?
Well, the stock market is a little better than it has been, but I don't feel like I'm any richer, that's for sure. How about you?
Richer.
Well, more wealthy.
Have more money in the bank.
Yeah, I feel a little poor, actually.
Do you?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, how do you feel?
How do I feel? It's not how I feel. It's what I know.
I feel like it's getting better than maybe a few months ago, but
real estate, it's interesting because the economy really is no better. Real estate's going up, though, because there is pent-up demand. New home starts way, way down. So the demand for product that's on the market already built is very high. And that is not just on the East Coast and the West Coast, where real estate values are back up in California, pretty much where they were before the Depression of 2008. And now here we have David Levy, who's the economist that predicted the downturn a decade ago. He's got good news for everybody today. Another recession next year. Woohoo!
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's hear it for that. All right, so save your nickels, dimes, quarters.
It all starts with the jobs.
Yep, it does.
Got to make it more enticing for businesses, especially small businesses. You know, I've had, and I've told you this, Dougie, but I have a family business, and
yes,
I am definitely more involved with running every aspect of that business than I ever have been in my life over the last 3 or 4 months.
Right.
And you know, I always knew that the government made it tough on small businesses to run to run stuff, but holy moly, do you know every month I'm getting bills for something, you know, some type of corporate tax, some type of, I mean, just so many different bills that I never knew existed. I mean, it's just unbelievable.
Look at the taxes. Here's the airlines have gone to all the legacy airlines, and I think the others are now signing on to it. The Congress is being asked to make it clear to the American public, which is buying tickets, how much the ticket costs and what the
and the
tax.
Extra fees, yep.
Because included in a bill and then rule rulemaking done by the FAA and other agencies made it impossible for you to know how much you were paying in taxes. So incrementally, since this all started 4 years ago, four and a half, five years ago, the tax on your ticket so that they could, again, steal more money out of your pocket so that they could waste it on some stupid, frivolous plan. The airline, meanwhile, the airline trust fund, airport trust fund, is at squat zero. They just, you put money into it and they take it out and spend it on something else. So at any rate, now the airlines want Congress to force the government to require that you know when you buy a ticket how much you're paying in taxes. The fees have gone up this summer alone from an average of $54 a ticket to $61. Did you know that? When you bought your ticket, when I bought the tickets to go to Los Angeles a month ago, you think, I didn't know that the average...
It makes sense, though, because I've noticed how just across the board fee, I mean, the price of an airline, the total price of an airline ticket is just
the
way
total,
out of control.
The total price of a ticket is way up. However, if you take an average of what the airlines are charging to go from Los Angeles to Boston, compare it to the year 2000, it isn't that they've gone up any more than what, and I'm not, listen, you're not going to hear me stick up for the prices that these guys are charging. They can get it because they've cut down the number of flights and the number of seats available so that they can gouge you even more.
Every flight is full, yeah.
Right, every flight's full. So now, and they've upped their ante, but it is, if you look back to 2000 and you bring it to 2014, it's in accordance or on par with what the inflation rate has been over that period of time. So inflation, ticket price is the same. What has cost more money, back in 2000, there were literally no real taxes on a ticket. You better get paid $8. There was nothing substantial. But these bums from the TSA get in, and they charge you $5 for their inspection. Now that's up, but they want it to go up to $8 or something.
Right. They just raised it up to like $5.60 or something.
Was that what it was?
Yeah. But here's the deal. You get charged double that if your layover time is more than 4 hours.
Yeah. If you're going through another city and you're going to have to, even if you don't use, see, this is what's so insidious. This is how the government, this is what I keep harboring.
I mean, most of the time you're checked through already. So like you don't even have to go through TSA a second time.
No, but that doesn't make any difference. They'll figure out a way to get you. These are the fees that you have no say in, and Congress has no say in. More of these rulemakings that the Supreme Court, and this is going to continue to be an issue with the Supreme Court because these guys are just going crazy. And this is a perfect example of it. So the airlines want the public to know that it's not them that's gouging you. It's the government, your government. You pay taxes here. Look at your phone bill. Look at your phone bill. And see what you're paying in taxes.
That's
there.
That's another joke. Oh, my God.
If you can figure it out.
Bills are so confusing on purpose.
All right. So, anyway, hopefully a word to the wise.
It's Rant Wednesday.
Rant Wednesday on the Doug Stewart. What do you want? Oh, that's actually a good idea. Rant.
Yeah.
Let's
get it all out, right?
Let's post this on Facebook. Just rant. Or you call us at 888-302-3684. You got 60 seconds to rant about anything.
You feel better.
Rant. Yes. This is therapy.
Yeah.
I'm all about helping you.
Talking about it always makes it better.
So you want to rant about something? You know, the guy who ranted about his wife, or his wife has ranted about him for 30 days.
That's my favorite story of the day, by the way.
That's a rant, right? Wasn't that a rant?
Well, what happened was he decided to keep a spreadsheet and track her responses when he would ask her for a little...
This is all over social media.
Adult nookie, yeah. He would ask her for a little something at night and keep a spreadsheet and track her responses. He only got a yes 3 times.
In a month.
He got no's many times, and the responses are so funny. And what's great is that she actually, when he presented her with this spreadsheet, she put it up on social media, and it went completely viral. It's everywhere.
So are there pictures of these two to go along with it?
You know, I haven't found pictures, but there's the actual copy of the spreadsheet. So, for instance, on June 4th, she said no, and said, I feel sweaty and gross. I need a shower. And then he noted, didn't shower until next morning. There's the I'm exhausted. When he actually got a yes, then when he tried the next day, she said, I'm still a little bit tender from yesterday.
Really?
I'm too drunk and I ate too much. That's a good
How
one.
Old are these people?
They're in their 20s.
They're in their 20s. How long have they been married?
I think I heard 5 or 6 years, something like
five
that.
5 or 6 years. They're in their 20s, and they're already coming up with excuses as to why they don't want to be together.
I'm watching my show. I don't want to miss anything. I feel gross. I'm not feeling good. I ate too much.
Really?
I might be getting sick.
So where is this posted?
It's everywhere.
Can we post this, Kenny? We can put it on
our Facebook page.
Do we want to do that? Do we want to put that kind of stuff on our Facebook page?
I think it's funny. I mean, it doesn't seem to be too racy. Ken, what do you think?
I don't know. I think it's certainly interesting for conversation.
Yeah, but other than that.
Could you imagine tracking it, though?
What? The reason that she says no?
Yeah, what happened? Okay, here's the thing. I could solve this problem like a marriage counselor like this. Mm-hmm. Ready?
Yeah.
First of all, he's going to just infuriate her by keeping track of everything that she said. She's going to be upset about it. But I do give him props because he was at least attempting to say, hey, instead of just going out and having an affair, he said, hey, I'm dissatisfied. Here's what my month has been like, and hands it to her. So he's trying to, like, communicate with her on a, you know, on a kind of dumb level, but he's trying.
Yeah,
why not?
Except he emailed it to her. He didn't even talk to her.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. But why not have, like, date night? Don't you guys, now you're, Doug, you're in a relationship that's still pretty new, and Ken, you've been married for 8 years. Do you and Lisa have date nights? Because I think that's what would solve all this. I mean, women want to feel like, you don't want it just to be sweaty and like kind of grunt and poke at me a little bit, you know? Like, you want like the romance and like the pretty stuff, you know, flowers or I don't know. I mean, you have to build the story in a woman's head.
Really?
You're
looking at Meredith. Meredith's looking at me. She says, speak up.
Yeah, let's hear it.
She refers to me as Lance Romance from time to time.
But don't you, I mean, maybe Meredith can agree with me here. There's some times when you just don't feel like it, and romance totally helps. Give me some flowers. Say something nice. Compliment what I'm wearing. Let's go out to dinner. I could solve this problem in 10 seconds flat. And these people don't even have kids, and they're in their 20s. Get out there. Go to dinner. Go dancing. Go to
dancing.
A movie. Yeah.
My suggestion to those two, get divorced. That's my suggestion. No, I mean, what's
the realist.
At this point, in their only in their 20s, they're miserable. What's the point in where's Joy Brown when we need her?
Giving this guy a hint. Dude, send the woman some flowers.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, she'd rather watch a Friends rerun than be with him.
Sometimes you just want to watch the Friends rerun. I'm going to give her a pass for that one.
No, I'm not interested in that.
Okay, really? 24.
I got to tell you what Meredith just said. 888-302-3684. Lessons, yes, life's lessons. They teach you strange things, don't they? All right, so anyway, there's a Charlotte gallery picture that's been posted on Facebook. That may be the most interesting thing of the day, Kenny, right?
Yeah, it's really cool. One of our listeners named Joseph sent this. And just go to the Facebook page and check what he has done with a picture of Charlotte.
Oh,
it's
my
really
God.
Neat.
It is. My
you should
God.
See what I've done with a couple of pictures of Doug.
Yeah. Save that for later. Who is this guy? I would like to...
That's really cool.
Do we know who this fellow is, Kenny? Send him back a note and ask him if you'll call on the air.
Okay.
888-302-3684-21 after the hour. This is Good Day. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support My Eastley Farm. Go to DougSteffen.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Ladies and gentlemen, Captain Obvious.
If a hotel doesn't charge you for something, then it's free. Either that or you stole something and got away with it. Say free backwards and you get earth. When you
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
Billy Joel fan, but of his songs and his repertoire, this is probably my favorite or one of my faves. Billy Joel in the news today. I'll give you the story after we catch a little bit more of this. Bang it up, Michael. I'm in love with an uptown girl. Billy Joel is going to get the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize, which every year honors the career of one of our best musicians and their dedication to promoting the genre of song as a vehicle of cultural understanding, entertaining and informing audiences, and inspiring new generations. We ought to have one of these prizes for a radio program. Certainly we get that here, right?
Absolutely.
Cultural understanding, right? Entertaining and informing the audience. Anyway,
it's an all-around good show.
Gershwin has been a personal inspiration to me through my career, said Billy Joel, and the library's decision to include me among those songwriters who've been past recipients is a milestone for me. He gets the award this November in Washington. Billy Joel has been at this for 50 years. Did you know that? 50 years. Can you count the hits? Can you count the Grammy Awards? His skill at playing the piano is kind of cool. I think he's got some good stories. I just have not been. Maybe there's something that's too New York. If Roberta were here, we could have this argument about
it. Yeah, I liked We Didn't Start the Fire. That's probably my favorite.
Michael, you got that? That's a good song, too. When you listen to a Billy Joel song, you know about the people and the places and what happened.
Yeah, everyone
in the story.
Knew that was about Christy Brinkley, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, right, it was. Yep. Yeah. And it's sort of Taylor Swift on the other side, right? Always sings about his relationships. All right, crank this up, Michael. England's got a new queen. That's a good song, too. Actually, maybe if I I find all the hits that I like, I change my mind about Billy Joel. Receiving the Library of Congress's Gershwin Prize for popular songs. All right, so Billy Joel in the news. Also in the news is Mr. Tony Orlando. A little comparison and contrasting here. We have a montage of Tony Orlando and Don. Yeah, that's my favorite. The announcement was made on this date in 1977 that Tony wanted to retire. He was performing down on the Cape when he said he finally decided to call it quits. He had all these hits. He had the television variety show and basically had a great career. And then that lasted for about a year. And he got an offer to make millions of dollars to perform in Las Vegas. I guess it's very big with obviously the older crowd. So that was the end of his retirement. So most of you know when I talk about the last trip to Israel, he was the featured performer. We did a number of USO shows over in Iraq, and I was the announcer, and he would watch me while I'd sing along with the song. Matter of fact, once he looked at me as I was singing, and you could hear me because I had the microphone on, and he motioned to me to come over and sing with him, but I didn't. 28 after the hour on Good Day. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, I want to enlighten you about the bags under your eyes. Would you like them to just disappear? Stop dreaming about it. Pick up the phone and dial 800-543-9262 and order Genucel right now. Genucel is the all-natural treatment. Comes from plant stem cell technology. Rid your face of unsightly bags, puffiness, lines around your eyes. The ones you've had for years will be gone when you call 800-543-9262. There are lots of people every day. I get another letter, two, three, four, sometimes. A stack of emails from people who say that this has changed the way their face looks. Call 800-543-9262 and mention Doug Steffen. You'll get a jar of Esotique Wrinkle Cream and also a brand new Deep Firming Serum when you order Genucel today. 800-543-9262.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples number 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supply to store staples.com for details.
It's Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale. Every accessory you need for your guitar, keyboard, PA system, or drum set is 15% off our everyday unbeatable price. Deals on strings, sticks, drum heads, stands and cables, DJ accessories, recording software, and more. This weekend, you'll save an extra 15% off hundreds of essentials that musicians can't live without. Plus, on approved credit, when you use your Guitar Center gear card in-store, get additional savings on your entire purchase. Guitar Center's store-wide accessory sale, now through Sunday, in-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes.
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program, Jennifer's got her makeup on. Richie's got his makeup on. Kenny's got his makeup on.
I tricked you again.
Really?
It's just my natural beauty.
You're right. I look this way all the time. Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah, it's great, Richie.
And I just took mine off, actually.
Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer and Kenny are here as support for the growing movement to understand what's going on in our country. There's a big story about self-driving cars that you may or may not have heard about. Interesting as to who's developing these, Richie. First of all, Tesla, Nissan, and Google.
Oh, sure.
Have declared that they will have commercial self-driving cars on the highway before the end of the decade. As a matter of fact, experts at the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers say that 75% of cars will be self-driving by the year 2040.
Does that mean we can drink wine while we drive then?
Man, I don't know. Sure. That's something to consider.
Drinking and driving, right?
I'm going to tell you, that wouldn't be so bad. But, you know, I'm going to be one of these people that in 20 years go, oh, this is great. But right now, this creeps me out.
Okay, I put in my destination, but let's say that you've had a few drinks and you're over some kind of legal limit. Does it just drive you to jail?
No,
why?
You're not driving.
You're not doing anything.
You're not driving.
I'm operating a vehicle.
No. But you're not. You're
sitting.
No,
that's a self-driving car.
I told my son the other day, I said, listen, my son is 10 years old. I said, by the time you are 16, there will be self-driving cars.
Yep, there will be.
Now,
which will be so helpful because then you won't have to drive your dad and your Aunt Jen around after they've had lunch.
Exactly.
California, Nevada, Florida, Michigan, and D.C. have passed laws explicitly legalizing self-driving cars, and other states are looking at it right now.
Well, that's part of the big trick bags here is writing laws for do you do with a car that's not being driven by a person?
Well, there's legal questions.
Right.
Right. The liability, the safety. Apparently, most of the people that have been surveyed so far think insurance will still stand on who owns the car. But 90% of all traffic accidents are the result of human error. So the argument for this from the insurance companies, who are the ones that are really pushing this, is that we will have fewer accidents. Last year, for example, there were 5.4 million automobile crashes in the United States, 2.4 million injuries, 34,500 people died in car crashes. We spend $245 billion a year to cover the cost of accidents because of the legal ease that goes on, which is like 2% of the entire gross domestic product. So the autonomous car gang argues that they'll be much safer, these cars, than vehicles driven by distracted young people, error-prone women who are on their yakking away. I don't know why that's
okay. It. Well, you know what? Well, we're talking about this.
Yeah.
There's a new study out today, Dougie, from the researchers at the University of Colorado, I believe.
Yeah.
And they found that there's no measurable difference in daily auto accidents in California 6 months before and 6 months after the state's July 1st, 2008 ban on cell phone usage.
Mm-hmm.
So banning cell phones in cars
hasn't done
anything.
Right. I've seen that or something that was similar to that. The bans have been useless because people still do it. It isn't because they've stopped doing it. It's because they're still doing it. They're paying no attention to the ban. They're paying no attention to the law, paying no attention to the rules. And
or
so,
maybe it's just a big myth that we can't handle talking on our side.
When was that study?
They studied after 2008, so they studied the 6 months before and the 6 months after in California. The results were just released now. It was done by University of Colorado's economics professor Daniel Caffeine, which I love as a product.
I think it's different now because 6 years is a long time with technology, and 6 years ago, most people had flip phones, and now you've got phones where you're checking your email, you're playing games.
Yeah,
that's
a good point.
You're
watching
a movie. Watch a movie while you drive.
Here's an interesting study in Business Week I just found that says that U.S. history shows that any time you make driving easier, there seems to be a desire to live further from things, and instead of using the time to spend with your family, that it will just mean, oh, good, we can move further out.
I can do emails. I can,
And that, Richie, that's very interesting because that's a part of this study that I'm looking at.
It also means there'll be more cars. When you make driving easier, there's more cars and more driving.
Right.
So traffic will get worse.
So now you understand this is on the heels of the Airline Pilots Association bringing to the public there are two things that have come out in the last couple of weeks. Airbus wants to build a plane that doesn't have any windows in it because...
For the pilots,
right, because they're not going to have... Well,
who needs them?
The pilot doesn't need to see anymore because he has everything he needs to know on the control panel in front of him.
Right. Trust me, it's there.
Right. And then the other thing is that there is a move at Boeing to build... They already have... I mean, they use the technology for drones, so why not put it in a commercial airliner? Don't have anybody in the cockpit. Have it run from the ground by guys who are trained by the Air Force to run the joysticks. The guys that sit in Tampa at Fort Bliss? What's in Tampa? Whatever it is in Tampa.
Yeah.
Where they fly the drones that are flying over Afghanistan.
No.
And why don't we do that with airplanes that are carrying people around?
Because you have the airplane up in the air anyway, with people in it, it's not like you're in a military zone.
Richie, I'm not making the case that it's a good idea.
No.
You're saying, no, this is, they won't do it.
I mean,
the average operator of an airplane is making $240,000 a year if you're flying a heavy plane. That is a wide-body plane. Those guys make between $240,000 and $400,000 a year.
Let me tell you something.
You don't think they want to cut
those
guys out?
A plane with no pilot has zero passengers.
Right. That's the way we look at it. But how will your son look at it? You just told your son that there are going to be cars that will be available by the time he's ready to drive that don't require him driving them. Right. So why is he going to think that it's going to be wrong to get in a plane that doesn't have a pilot? He's not going to think that way.
Because he won't be 30,000 feet in the air.
Do you think that the government will force us to get those cars, or do you think that it'll be like, oh, well, if I want to drive my old, you know,
yeah, my 1967 Corolla,
a Corolla, right. Exactly. Will that eliminate classic cars?
Here's what, well, but you see, what you're doing is doing what we've all done. We've given in to the government to basically take over everything. Richie, we were talking earlier about, as long as we're talking about airplanes, the new thing from the airlines is to make public how much you're paying in taxes now on a ticket. The government has prohibited that information, or the government edict that forced the airlines to include the taxes that have gone up outrageously. The taxes before the George Bush administration were like $8 a ticket. Now, in the latest round of increases, the average tax you pay on an average ticket is $61 or $64. That's all going to the government, and it hasn't been public. So the airlines have gotten together, they've gone to Congress and said, hey, we want the public to know that it isn't us that's screwing them, it's the government. The average ticket price from 2000 to 2014 has stayed with inflation. It's not that we all know in the summertime the prices go bananas. But you're paying more because the price of a ticket has had in it taxes you didn't know were in there, and you didn't know the tax went from $8, including the $5 or $6 you pay to those morons at the TSA to grope you, and they stand around and watch you. The other day we went through LAX.
Pay me when they grope me.
Oh, really? Good. But you got groped by the... I saw
yeah, I was with you. We were traveling together.
Right.
I think she liked me.
Yeah, right. Well, that's nice. But under the circumstances, hello. And here's the other thing. Now there's this. The new scam is when you buy a ticket, I pay, and most people who are frequent travelers, if you can't get an upgrade, you at least are in a frequent flyer program, or you'll pay the $25 or $50 to get priority treatment, which means that you don't stand in line with everybody else to go through to be checked out. So now at LAX on Monday when we came back, we went into the TSA had arbitrarily decided they were going to try some new thing. So they shut down the priority line. They put everybody together. As a result, you paid money to be in the priority line, but there was no priority line. And they say, oh, well, we decided to change what we're doing. Oh, well, I paid money to not have to stand in this line. How dare you just say arbitrarily, we're not going to do it that way. I mean, this is what you're getting from these people, and it's rampant everywhere in government. The EPA was told by the Supreme Court, stop it already with these rulemakings. And that's what's going to happen. There are going to be more and more of these cases where the government just decides, okay, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. There's no congressional approval. It's just we decide we want to do it, and that's what they do. So there are going to be a lot of, and so that the reason I'm off on this, Jennifer, is because you suggested the government is just going to say, okay, from now on,
you have to have this. You're
going
to
drive
that
in a car.
That's why I don't like it.
You can't drive a car anymore.
Right.
You're right.
Right. Yeah.
Wait till I take my 1967 Bronco and drive on one of their front lawns and just start tearing up their lawn.
Yeah. Well, one wonder.
Look, I can still steer, hit the gas all by myself.
If driverless cars.
What makes it unsafe is that this whole idea just makes kids, again, not know how to do anything for themselves. Okay, so your phone thinks for you, your car drives for you.
Plane flies.
Yeah.
I'm not getting on any plane that doesn't have a pilot sitting in the cockpit where I can go, if you kill me, my brothers are coming after you.
Yeah, good for you, Reggie. Driverless cars, if they in fact are safer, the delay, the government is going to say, imposes a huge cost. People, as you look into the next generation of Richie's children, will marvel at the carnage we inflicted as we went down the highways relying on our own reflexes to keep us safe. That's the argument. I just framed the argument the government's going to use to do exactly what you suggested, Jennifer. How can we kill all these people? It's irresponsible. You are killing each other. We're going to make sure you're safer. We're going to prevent the carnage. Mm-hmm. We're not going to let you drive cars anymore. That's the argument.
That's it.
That's going to be the argument.
You can't do it yourself. We'll take care of it for you.
There you go. All right. 15 before the hour. Jennifer checks the television news in a moment for us here on Good Day. Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Pets love exploring the backyard, and while letting Fluffy and Fido out may cut down on fur balls on the carpet, they could be bringing unwanted guests back inside. That's why the National Pest Management Association, the NPMA, reminds homeowners to check pets' fur for fleas and ticks after they've been out in the yard or at the park. Aside from looking for signs of fleas and ticks, pet owners can take preventive steps. First, keep the lawn cut short and gardens maintained. Fleas and ticks often hide in tall grass, waiting for a host to walk by. Second, be sure to groom long-haired pets to prevent pests from latching on. Third, be on the lookout for skin irritations or changes in behavior. And finally, talk with a veterinarian to see whether preventative medication is recommended for your pet. If you suspect your home has an infestation of any type of pest, be sure to contact a licensed professional to identify and recommend a course of treatment. You can find a professional in your area by visiting www.pestworld.org.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg. This morning when you got out of bed, were you on the right side of the bed or were you on the left side of the bed? And if you have a partner in the bed with you on a constant basis, what side of the bed do you sleep on? You see, each and every one of us have a pattern and a habit, and when we go to sleep at night, we've probably done this for years, we've slept on the same side of the bed. Well, I want to try an exercise, and that is, this evening, I want you to switch places. Oh my gosh, is that going to be traumatic? Everybody sleeps on the other side of the bed. And that is so important because once you learn how to break a lifelong habit and you begin to understand basically how easy it is, then look at all the other habits in your life that you're going to be able to change. So tonight, sleep on the other side of the bed. Wake up and say, I'm a changed person. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
I thought from an A today, Jennifer. Until you stop breathing, there's more right with you than wrong with you.
Okay, it's not the truth.
Well,
you ain't dead yet.
All right, so let's get into the TV news, which focuses on Anthony Hopkins, amongst others.
Yeah, actually, Anthony Hopkins back in the news. He and Evan Rachel Wood have signed on to star in J.J. Abrams' adaptation of Michael Crichton's 1973 movie Westworld for HBO.
What a horrible movie that was.
So. I don't remember it, see, because I wasn't alive
then. Yul Brynner played a murdering robot cowboy. And it was just scary as it was just, it's a typical Michael Crichton story.
Probably going to be close to the same again. Yeah. This time, Anthony Hopkins is going to play Dr. Robert Ford, who's the complicated creative director and chief programmer of Westworld. So.
Yeah, well, he made the character that Yul Brynner played.
Right. He's always good. I love Anthony Hopkins, great. So it might be interesting to see.
Yeah.
All right, Downton Abbey has lots of fans. It'll be coming back to PBS. The announcement came out yesterday. day of their return date. It's January 4th. That'll be when the British Series 5th season has its stateside premiere.
Somebody wrote a review of it, as in the reviewer described it as dusty.
Dusty?
Right.
What's that mean?
Well, suggestion is that the stories are getting old.
Oh, come on. I mean, it's
it's an excellent.
I've never seen it.
Some interesting news for the Big Bang Theory fans. That show is humongous, and it's been renewed by CBS to go into its 8th season. The production starts July 30th, which, if you notice, that's 7 days away. Only problem, the entire original cast of the comedy series is still without contracts. So could it be the Big Bang Theory without anybody? I don't know.
By the way, most people don't realize that the shows that return in the fall sweeps start shooting
now. Yeah, they go back now. Right.
They're starting to shoot now.
And so from what I've heard, the two...
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For our visit with Warren Eckstein, your pet's best friend, hosting his weekly program heard all around the country, a lot of great radio stations every weekend. He's heard every day here with his tips brought to you by Hugs and Kisses, which is Warren's line of minerals and vitamins, especially, the formula is different for the dogs than the cats, because as you've noticed probably, cats are different than dogs. They may have in Hugs and Kisses, do you have an anti-annoyance factor for cats? You put that in there.
Doug, cats are people.
Cats.
There's an anti-annoyance factor for people that don't like cats.
Yeah, that's what I meant to say.
Then I should be taking Hugs and Kisses myself.
I should be taking the whole jar of them.
Yeah, right.
I'll show you where you can put that kiss.
All right, in a moment, a dog actually has decided to get into politics. You'll find out who it is and where this is going to take place. Warren Eckstein is here with us on Good Day.
I'm Pam McKissick, CEO of Williams & Williams. Stop waiting for your home to sell. Sell it at auction. Williams & Williams Auction sells beautiful homes all across the U.S. in just 30 days. And we close in 10. It's time to get the value of your home out of your head and into your bank account. Sell your home in 30 days and move on with your life. Call Williams & Williams at 1-800-826-7830. That's 1-800-826-7830.
All across the U.S., people are hearing this.
And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get a 12-pack of Staples number 2 pencils for 68 cents and rulers for a quarter and classic Crayola markers for 97 cents.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limit supplies to stores. Staples.com for details.
Where did I come from?
Because I just said Michael.
Michael, right. Yeah. Warren Eckstein is with us, the host of Pet Show. One of the things that we do on this program is encourage entrepreneurialism, that is, new inventors with new ideas, new businesses. And there was a lady on board last week who had the pet cooler carrier, and her name is Elizabeth LeCamp. She has a product that is very cool because it keeps pets cool in the summer and warm in the winter. And I think because of people's love of their pets, this is a great thing for people to have in mind. They sell for under $100. I thought that was a pretty cool idea. You can see it at petcoolercarrier.com. I'm just plugging it because I thought it was a great idea, because it's something that's needed, isn't it?
It is. I'm not familiar with the product, so I don't know exactly how it works, but I just did a whole segment on how many dogs this time of year get into trouble because they overheat.
Yeah.
I mean, this time of year is just incredible. You know, dogs don't sweat the way we do, so it's easy for them to overheat. So it sounds like a great idea. I'm going to have to check it out.
Well, a lot of people who have dogs that are hairy have them shave poodles, especially in the summertime, because they think it'll be cooler. But in fact, that's not the case at all, is it?
Really? No, well, realistically, the fur on your dog acts the same way as insulation. In other words, if it's hot, what it does is by the time the heat gets to the skin, it's already cooled off by going through the hair. And if it's cold outside, what happens is the cold air already warms up by the time it gets to the skin. So shaving a dog down in the summer or in the winter or any time, yeah, first of all, it's embarrassing for the dog. And second of all, for the most part, it's not what Mother Nature
How about intended. If your dog's hair is matted and knotted and you need to get a shave for that reason? Is that okay?
There's a new thing on the market. It's called a brush. And you don't have to worry about a dog getting matted if you brush him on a regular basis.
Vacuum things. Have you seen those like vacuum pet things? Are those worth it?
You know, it's interesting. I have Dyson sent me a vacuum cleaner to try out. I got 3 vacuum cleaners. Everyone wants me to try it out with my dog hair because dog hair is a condiment in my house. So bottom line was basically they sent me this thing and it has an attachment. So it's a brush and you brush your dog with it. You lift your thumb and it sucks it into the vacuum cleaner. My dog absolutely loves it. Thinks it's a great thing.
Vacuums, it sounds funny. My dad vacuums that.
Hey, dude, it's the suck cut. It sucks while it cuts.
My dad vacuums his cat, and the cat loves it.
Great. All right, here's a canine candidate hoping to make a paw print on the Bay Area political scene. This dog named Einstein is running for the mayoral race in Oakland. Let's see here. The party is called Occupy Oakland, seeking to beat out incumbent mayor Gene Kwan. In addition to this dog, there are 20 humans who are vying for the job. He's a good dog, says the owner. Paws have prevented him from filling out paperwork, so he's not on the ballot. But I guess there are some people who want to paw him in.
Just what the world needs, a liberal dog as mayor in Oakland, California.
How do you know he's a liberal dog?
Well, they just said he's liberal. Didn't you just say that?
Liberal. Liberal.
He's from Northern California.
He's liberal in that he pees on fire hydrants.
It's Oakland, California. What are the chances of him being conservative?
A conservative dog. You know, yeah, probably not. Probably isn't going to work. All right. You'll like more of Warren. Check him out on the weekends at petshow.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.